Oh, snap, here we go!
It's time for a bonus pod, bitches. Yep. Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
Fat.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself.
Fat.
Stretch Roberts. So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon.
Fat.
Here is your host, Stretch.
Fat. All right, let's go. Time to turn that music down and get into the show for the bonus pod edition, which we roll up on every Friday. That's what we do. We get our Friday show on. Welcome back. Had a short week this week because I didn't go to work till Wednesday. Yeah, that was nice. Papa got a brand new bag. I was telling somebody at work the other day that I was friends with James Brown. And they didn't really believe me, but the strangest story, being friends with James Brown when I was the producer of the Baker Boys show back in the day. He loved us and was cool to us. Flew us to Vegas, put us in the front row of one of his shows. Came out and just turned it. Maybe the greatest performer I have ever seen. Just absolutely rocked it. He was an older man at this point. Was only about four or five years after that he passed away. But James Brown was the man. Run up. I live in America. Yeah, Mr. Brown was very, very cool. Love that dude. All right, let's get into the show today. Let's recap the week because I told you guys I was going to do it. Told you I was going to do my birthday. And then I was going to go into the carnivore diet. I did that. I got through my birthday. Let's recap my birthday, though. I put it down like a champion. Somehow, I ended up running errands on my birthday because I was off of work with my wife, and I bamboozled her into going to Sizzler, because there's still one in Culver City, and I get the entree and the salad bar, and then I throw it down like a champion. So I did that on my birthday, which was quite awesome. And then I went out to dinner with my wife and kids that night at a Mexican restaurant that I really, really like in Santa Monica. I won't tell you what one, because it's my secret spot, and if people go there, they will blow up my spot, and I do not want to blow up my spot. I'm selfish on that. People will, like, tweet themselves, like, look, I'm having the best food ever. Oh, my God. Not me. Not there. Not my secret spot. Nope. Because there's not a lot of great Mexican food in Santa Monica at all. Besides that spot. That's the only one I know of. There's some hole-in-the-wall stuff, but they're all expensive, too. But everything's expensive. We're all dying right now. And then I went in, and I couldn't start carnivore the very next day. My birthday was Tuesday. Because on Wednesday, we got down at work. That's right. And this, I'm going to tell you right now, the mean spiral lady got me donuts on Wednesday. How cool is that? Mean spiral lady's nice, but I'm making videos again. I shot a video out in the desert, so she was pleased. So shout out to the mean spiral lady. Thank you for donuts on that. And then I got a cake at work from everyone, so that was cool. So I had a good day. I got chocolate cake. And I got donuts, and I might have ate some candy out of the break room. Here's the thing about my work. My boss likes to do, he's very classy and likes, like, nice stuff. And so our break room is filled with, like, Godiva chocolates and things like that. And they're so good, and they're always there. Like, there's always fancy chocolates in our break room. And when you're on a diet, it's hard to skip those. And we have a really, really super badass coffee machine as well. The coffee machine is next level, and it will make coffee that will put hair on your chest, literally, because it is strong. But it's like having your own Starbucks. You literally walk up, push the button, and it makes whatever it is. And it's a fancy, fancy machine that I believe came from Italy, and it is for restaurants, but like a high volume restaurant. It's for making something like 1,000 cups a day or something. Well, there's you know, 30 of us in the office that use that thing. So that thing's really badass. So work is really cool, but it's hard to be on a diet there. Plus they put out fruit, which is, you know, all right, but I don't eat fruit. And then they also put out bags of chips, like variety bags of the, you know, the Lay's where you get the Fritos and the Lay's and sour cream and onion and barbecue and all that. So they put those out, but it's hard to be on a diet at work. But I'm gonna make it. Today, this is all I had. Bone broth with that I heated up, so it was like soup, and then I smashed up pork rinds in it. That was lunch. That was it. And then for dinner, I had half of a rotisserie chicken, and the other half will be my lunch tomorrow. And that's it, and some cheese. I had the Baby Bell little cheese things. I had two of those. So that was all I had for food today, and I'm throwing the challenge down now. Oh, also at work, they gave me, I did an Instagram post on this, they gave me bacon toothpaste. And here is the challenge. I said, I'm using this for a challenge immediately. I'm going to go next week. So we'll weigh in the morning, Friday, on the morning. I'm going to weigh it in, and then I'm going to lose 5 pounds by next Friday, or I'm going to brush my teeth with that bacon toothpaste. And it smells like, you know, it's weird. I love bacon. Like, it's my thing. You guys know me. You know I love the bacon. Bacon is wonderful. Fake bacon flavor is gross. Like, people have given me, I've the bacon mints, gummy bacon, all that stuff. There's something about that fake bacon flavor. And I've taken the cap off and smelled the bacon toothpaste, and it's got that. So I will brush my teeth with the bacon toothpaste if I fail the 5 pound challenge this week. And I'm getting very tempted to head back to the gym. I mean, I want to go back to the gym, but I'm still under doctor's care, so to speak, until July 3rd when I will get released. And I'm going to get released. My shoulder is doing great. I can't lift my arm straight up, but I can sleep, and that's all that matters. I don't care. I don't care if my arm never goes up again straight up. As long as I live, as long as I can sleep without pain, I'm solid. So I'm doing that. That is good, good stuff. On the workout world, I have a lot of stories to cover today. And this one's very important. It is for ladies. It is a thing called REDS, and it is a, I guess, an affliction that is happening to female athletes. And if you have a female athlete, I know my daughter played high-level sports her whole life, from the time she was in the fourth grade until she was 18 and graduated. She finished right after she graduated high school. Playing volleyball, and she practiced, push, and played at a very high level. In fact, the 18s team she was on her senior year finished at the junior nationals third in the entire nation, her team. So that was pretty good for the volleyball. They ended up being really, really good that year. So she played at a high level, and this is something to think about as if you have a young lady in your life that is an athlete, because that's who REDS affects. And it stands for Relative Energy Deficiency in Sport. So that's why they call it REDS. Relative Energy Deficiency in Sport. You're like, well, what does that mean? And if you think about it, this makes a lot of sense. You are still a young lady. You are still, but you're an athlete, and you're performing at a high level, and you're training at a high level. But what are you doing? You also don't want to be fat, so you're probably not eating as much as you should. And what happens when you push your body at that level and you don't give it the proper fuel? That's rarely something that happens with men, because men will eat the side of, like, look at me. I will eat the side of a cow, like a whole side of beef, especially after a workout. You're hungry. And I have no problems after a workout going and eating, as long as it's protein or within the guidelines of whatever diet I'm doing at that time, I will pound it and slam it after a workout. But typically women won't do that, and they're still trying to, oh, I'll just have a salad. Well, guess what? Your body needs a hell of a lot more than a salad if you're going to be out there really training and putting it in. The condition goes into, it's borderline an eating disorder, really, but it's not saying they're not starving themselves, but they're working at such a high level, working out and burning fuel at such a high level, that they aren't giving themselves enough fuel. It makes a lot of sense. They say that when you don't give your body enough fuel and you push it at that level, your body immediately starts to have problems like fighting off infection, rebuilding bone, regulating emotions, won't build muscle because you don't have enough protein in you. And it also will mess with women's menstrual cycle, to name a few. And just think about it. So watch that. If you have an athlete, make sure they eat enough and ride them to really, really eat. They say REDS is a condition that affects the entire body. Its symptoms can vary widely, but here are some of the symptoms, increased injury risk because you're not getting enough fuel. The body's really breaking down. Your athlete is having depression, anxiety, irritability. That's just called teenage girl right there. Loss or dysregulation of menstrual function, decreased muscle strength, iron deficiency, gastrointestinal issues, and reduced athletic performance are all part of REDS. And they say, dun, 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 it's not just young athletes, that this can also greatly affect women who train really hard. Middle-aged women in particular can suffer from REDS as well. So if you're middle-aged, and they say women in their 40s and 50s that start really dieting and then they really want to kick their diet into gear, so they start training really hard, they often also will suffer from REDS. So think about it. Give your body enough fuel. If you're going to work out more, you need to eat more. Now, I'm not saying go eat a cake like me or go to Sizzler and destroy the buffet like a champion on your birthday, because that's hard to do. That's a rare talent I have. But you could go and eat healthy and eat some good lean protein and eat some good healthy food. Have a salad. Don't drown it in salad dressing. But, you know, maybe put a little bacon on there, because bacon is good for everything. Bacon makes the world better. But a very good tip. So if you are listening and you are a lady, that's one to look out. Now, here is another story that's just straight up depressing. It really is. It is the American Heart Association now says that 61% of all American adults will have some type of cardiovascular disease within the next 30 years. High blood pressure, diabetes, obesity. I'm already there, so I'm going to be part of that 61%. Problem is, in the next 30 years, I'll be dead in 30 years thanks to my diseases. They say the cardiovascular health will change over the next three decades because of the coming tsunami of rising healthcare costs on the older population, living longer and increasing numbers of people from under-resourced populations. So there you go. They say the prevalence of high blood pressure increases from 51 to 61%, obesity skyrockets from 43 to 60%, and diabetes goes from 16% to 26.8% in the next three decades. That's depressing. Depressing, depressing. Now, here's a little good news. There is a new test for cancer, the C word, which is awful, which affects, I don't know a person that hasn't at some point been affected by cancer in their life with family or friends or someone. But researchers at Rutgers have created a oral rinse, like a simple mouthwash, that can give you early detection of gastric cancer, also known as stomach cancer. In the study, they scheduled for presentation at Digestive Disease Week later this month, they will show you. But the Rutgers team says the oral bacteria alone could serve as biomarkers for gastric cancer in your mouth. So you swish it around, and then I guess you spit it out or whatever, and voila, we can get an early warning sign of cancer, and that is a good news. Anytime you can get a pretty mellow invasive procedure done to detect cancer early, that's a really, really, really good thing. So I like that one a lot. Now, last story that I have on this bonus pod Friday is, I've told you that New York is the anal capital of the world. And it's just yet another story of that. Health experts are warning of a new highly contagious STD fungal strain that is now in New York. This is gross. It's a sexually transmitted disease that is a variant of ringworm. And you end up with the rashes all over your body and you get it. It is ringworm, and it's from having sex. And it is spread predominantly in the gay community, with a rash appearing on your penis or buttocks or limbs after having sex with an infected dude. They say it was really prevalent in Europe, and what's happened is a lot of gay dudes have gone over to Europe and got down on Bone Town with some Europeans, and now they have brought it back to like Soho, the gay area of New York, and men having sex with other men are spreading this thing. So it is. But we also know in this day and age, that's going to cross over quickly because a guy that went over there and had sex with dudes may come home and have sex with his girlfriend. That's the fun world that we live in. And we have got these STDs that will cross over from the straight world to the gay world or from the gay world to the straight world because people are boning everyone and everything that they can at this point. So look out. If you like to bone people of the same sex, you might get the STD ringworm that's coming out of the anal of America, New York City, F New York. Ah, yes. So that's my last story I had today. I blew through those pretty quickly, and I didn't go on any psychotic rants, and I haven't even dropped any swear words yet. And I gave you information that could help your young female athlete in your life, or you if you are a middle-aged female athlete. Look at me. I'm very proud of myself. I only worked 3-day week this week, and I'm tired as hell, not going to lie. Also, feeling zapped from energy, kicking into carnivore. I'm in the end of day one, haven't had a single carb today. Also, didn't drink any of the fancy coffee because I was afraid it would upset my stomach having been on now going on this diet with no carbs or nothing really to soak up the coffee. And like I said, it's really strong at my work, so I bailed on it. Right now, I'm just drinking my Tejava, my unsweetened black iced tea. I love this stuff. It's now $3 a bottle. It was 99 cents for years when I first started drinking it. Ah, sorry. I had to get a little swiggy swig in there. Oh, man. Good time. So I am feeling it. I can already feel myself losing weight, literally. I'm just losing weight. And you know how I know? What's crazy is no carbs today. And you would think it takes 2 or 3 days for something to kick in. I've had zero carbs today. And I have peed like 15 times. And I wasn't drinking more fluids. And I said I didn't drink coffee. So I cut back on the caffeine, which also acts as a diuretic and makes you go to the bathroom. I was peeing nonstop. Now, that could be the diabetes going, oh, my God, we're about to have a diabetic seizure. Or it could also be the fact that I'm burning through weight already because I haven't had a single carb today. And I can't say enough about pork rinds. They are the greatest thing in the world when you are doing a low or no carb diet. You can put those things in. I just saw a recipe. Here's a recipe for you. They take an entire bag of pork rinds and crush them up and make them into a powder. And then they added 2 eggs and a little baking soda and a little salt. And they smashed them into a patty is what it looked like a crab cake. It looked like a crab cake is what it looked like. And then they took those and put those into a frying pan and kind of browned them up in a skillet with a little butter. And then they took sausage, and they made gravy. You're like, wait a minute, you can't have gravy if you're doing low or no freaking carbs because gravy is bastion of flour in there. That's what makes it thick. No, that's not the case. So they did the sausage with all the fat from the sausage, and then they dumped in the heavy cream, which you'll do with gravy. But instead of flour, they thickened it with a big old hunk of cream cheese. And then that thickened it. And then they stirred it up, hit it with some black pepper, and voila, it was biscuits and gravy with no carbs. That's pretty cool because we're talking, that's a really unhealthy comfort food, not something you can usually substitute. Now, I will tell you this, I haven't tried it. I just saw the recipe, but it does sound pretty tempting. And I know when you get into these diets and you get even a weekend, it's like, oh, God, I got to have something crunchy. I remember I started eating at one point on a diet. I started making kale chips because I just wanted something crunchy, putting kale chips in. And that's not bad for you. I can't do it right now because I'm doing carnivore. But it was just kale chopped up with olive oil on it and a little bit of Cajun like seasoning. And then I put it in the oven on 350 for about 7-8 minutes, and then I flip it over, and then about another 7 or 8 minutes. But it goes from crispy to burnt very fast. Very, very fast. The sweet spot is pretty rare. So that's a good one, too, if you want something crunchy and you're on a low-carby type diet. Be careful of your seasoning. That's one thing that'll get you, too, when you're really trying to go no carbs, seasonings and things like that. That's why in carnivore, really, the only thing that's allowed seasoning-wise is salt. a little bit of, like, you could do black pepper if you're going to do the gravy. But for the most part, it's meat, salt, meat, salt, meat, salt, little cheese, meat, salt, meat, salt. That is it. So I am packed up. Speaking of meat, as I get my carnivore on, I'm going to test myself, see if my penis grows like all those people that I see on Instagram.
Yeah. I started carnivore. People tell us I have a heart attack. A week later, my penis was 4 inches longer. My hair grew 9 inches. I had arthritis, and it was fine. And my leg that was shorter than the other leg, it grew. It's crazy. I'm 4 inches taller. It's just like, what the hell? You hear the craziest claims on the carnivore. So I'm going to let you know how quickly I feel anything other than having to pee constantly immediately upon starting this diet today. And think about it, though. The day before, like I said, I literally had candy. I had cake. I had a regular just crappy lunch. And I had donuts in that morning. I had donuts on my birthday, too. Yeah, donuts on my birthday, too, on top of going to Sizzler. It was a damn good food day. I give it to you. Maybe the best food day I've had in a while. Then I got, it's something I got for my birthday, which was, I was very excited. My wife went and got me Hokas, which are a really, really cool shoe, but I say that now, I'm probably going to get punched right in the nards from Mean Spiral Lady, but I do love me some Hokas. They're a really good quality, great exercise shoe that's incredibly comfortable, and if you have foot problems like I do, you appreciate the hell out of those. They were the first really expensive, comfortable shoe I ever got was a pair of Hokas, and I didn't know about them. My friend ran triathlons, and he told me about them, and then I got a pair, and they were so expensive, I wore them out, and now, here's a pro tip. You can get them for $90 at Ross. Now, $90 shoes at Ross seems insane, but they're literally like $200-something shoes, anywhere between $150 to $220, whatever, in that ballpark, depending on the style of the Hoka. But they're getting them now at Ross. And so she got me a pair. When I pulled them out, I was like, wow, these look small. Why do they look so small? And she's like, I don't know, they're your size. And I can wear, depending on the shoe, 12 is my original size, but now I'm fat, so my feet are fatter. So 12 and a half is perfect, but I like a 13 because I put my inserts into it, my orthotics. And she's like, no, it's a 12 and a half, which is fine because Hokas are so sweet, I don't need to wear my insert. Like, Hokas are like the Spiral Wave Maxes. They're just, all right, this shoe is awesome. I don't need that insert inside, and I can just wear them because they're freaking great. But when I, so, and it said 12 and a half on the tag, which is fine, but I couldn't get my foot in it. And then when I flipped up the tongue, I've never seen this before in my life. On the tongue of the Hokas I got, it said US 12 and a half. Next to that, you know, the tongue will have different, you know, all the, because then it said like UK 11. And then it said US 11 and a half. So it had two sizes for the US. One was a 12 and a half, one was 11 and a half. So whenever they labeled it at the store, they looked at it and they were right, but it had two different sizes. It just happened to be the 11 and a half, not the 12 and a half. I've never seen two different sizes listed on the tongue of a shoe before for the United States. Never seen that. Ever. And then when I finally did the math, I looked at, well, it says UK 11. Well, UK 11 is a US 11 and a half. But why did it say US 12 and a half before that? I don't know. It was very strange. But we went back to the store and I got them. And not only did I get my switch out some Hokas, which are, they're really cool. I like them. I got to rock those. It's free dress Friday at work. So I'm going to rock my Hokas today. But they also had the slip-on, step-in Skechers. I'm not going to lie. I've wanted those so bad, but I'm like, I'm not paying $60 for Skechers. That's ridiculous. And I got them, and they're, it's just cool to put them on and off. You, like, you don't have to touch them. You literally just put your foot in there, step in, and the heel doesn't crush. The heel stays perfectly intact, and you just step right into it every single time. It's awesome. So I got two pair of shoes for my birthday that are very, very cool. I'm excited about that. And I've already worn my Skechers to work because they're black on black on black, and I can wear that at work because I'm on my feet and I'm running around, and I got to chase homeless people and beat them with a stick. Speaking of that, my
son, I won't tell you. I will tell you after the fact, hopefully. Hopefully I will bring this back up. Hopefully you guys can say, hey, what's going on with your son? And I'll be able to revisit this conversation with you at a later date. But right now, I am not going to be able to do that because I can't. I just can't do that right now. That's what I can tell you. All right, time to get out of here. Get out of here a few minutes early. You know why? Because it's Friday and I got no F's to give. It is Friday. I got no F's to give. I'm going to go blow through my day at work in my casual clothes. No tie. It's a great day when I don't have to wear a tie to work. And I'm going to wear my Hokas. And I'm going to be just freaking looking sexy as all hell. Fat man is sexy. And I'm on the freaking carnivore diet. Forget about it. I'm going to be back to being Fat Pit in no time. You watch. All right, I'm getting out of here. You guys have a wonderful weekend. Got a brand new show for you on Monday. I'll be back to my regular schedule next week as I get back to the typical regular grind of life. And very soon, besides being on carnivore, I will be back in the gym because I just feel it coming. I feel it coming. I'm also going to get back on the test here soon because I have not been on it since about 3 weeks before the surgery. So I started it and then I had to stop for the surgery and then now I'm freaked out that's what might have caused my shoulder injury. I don't know. And I need to know, and doctors will not give me a straight answer. And I don't want to start taking it and then have my other shoulder go. So I'm just going to be a paranoid workout person after this. You guys have a great weekend, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening all around the world. Appreciate you guys. And if you want to reach out to me, you can always do it on the old Instagram at FatToFit or else. You can send me a DM there, and I will say, what's up? Have a good one.